Welcome to Score Business Points, the program that provides information to help small businesses get started, prosper, and grow. A mentor with the Ocean County Chapter of Score, here's your host, Michael Pappas.
Welcome to another edition of Score Business Points. This is your host, Michael Pappas. No matter whether you're a small or large business, sound financial management is at the heart of every business. Without it, even viable and potentially profitable businesses will fail. According to the Small Business Administration, over 600,000 new businesses open every year. Approximately 20% fail within the first year. By year five, close to 50% have closed their doors. For most of those businesses, it's not a lack of customers or poor quality products or service that are responsible for their demise. It's simply a lack of cash. That means important financial decisions have to be made right at the start. There's no break-in period. Some small business owners may have prior experience running a business or have strong financial literacy, but many are complete novices. So it's important to have resources to turn to help guide you through the crucial early decisions and the financial tasks you're going to face. What I'd like to do in the remaining time is to outline things that must be done to manage your small business finances. This outline is mainly for those who have limited financial business experience, but I hope it will prove to be helpful to all small business owners. To help in the advancement of your small business financial development, I've broken this, for lack of a better term, guide into five parts. 1. Managing and tracking small business cash flow. 2. Small business accounting basics. 3. Financial planning and forecasting for small businesses. 4. Managing small business debt. And 5. Understanding your small business finance options. So to begin, part 1 is managing and tracking your small business's cash flow. Cash flow is defined as the money that moves into and out of your business over a specific period. Cash comes in and goes out of your business constantly. It comes into the business as income from customers and clients who buy your products and services. It flows out of the business in the form of expenditures, such as rent, wages, monthly loan payments, payments to suppliers, etc. There are two terms to know, positive cash flow and negative cash flow. Positive cash flow is when you receive more income than you pay out in expenditures. If you have positive cash flow, your business will be able to pay its bills when they're due and meet any unexpected costs. If you are to remain in business, you must maintain a positive cash flow. There may be periods when you experience negative cash flow. As an example, you buy a piece of machinery or a payment from a customer is overdue. Potentially, you may have to rely on a bank short-term loan or, if they allow it, an overdraft to cover this cash flow shortfall. As long as the negative cash flow has been planned for and your business reverts to a positive cash flow position, it should not be a serious problem for your small business. Cash flow is usually tracked over a standard reporting period, such as a month, a quarter, or a year. As a small business, you should track your cash flow at least monthly. If you're brand new in business or are predominantly a cash business, such as a coffee shop, you may need to track it more frequently, such as weekly or daily. Why is cash flow so important for small businesses? A lack of cash is one of the most common reasons why businesses fail. Even the most successful businesses can quickly find themselves in trouble. Many times they find their cash is tied up in late or unpaid invoices, leaving them unable to pay their bills. One of the most difficult periods for cash flow is in the early days of your business. You're busy setting up the business, and you will have many expenses, but no clients or customers. That means no income stream. So it's important you consider your cash flow situation from the outset. Make sure you have a temporary source of cash to keep you going while you wait for the money to start flowing in. Things such as savings or a line of credit. For seasonal businesses, keeping a close eye on cash flow is also particularly important. You must track and manage your cash flow carefully. As a seasonal business, you have a large fluctuation in income at different times of the year. Although managing cash flow in this type of business can be tricky, it can be done. So what can you do to make sure your business doesn't run out of money and fail? Well, first, create a cash flow statement and forecast. These very simple financial documents will give you a snapshot of your actual monthly cash flow and your forecasted monthly cash flow. In today's world, your accounting software should have a cash flow statement as one of its standard reports. If they do not, these documents are very easy to create yourself and do not require any prior accounting experience at all. Just do an internet search for cash flow templates and you'll find a myriad of them. Just pick the one that best suits your needs. Second, think about your payment terms. Another big step in managing your small business's cash flow situation is choosing appropriate payment terms. Many businesses that sell directly to the end customer take payment immediately. For example, a restaurant is paid once the customer finishes their meal, while a plumber or electrician will expect to be paid as soon as their work is done. However, businesses that sell to other businesses often offer credit in the form of payment terms of 7, 14, 30, 60, or even 90 days. Extending credit to customers and clients can be an effective way to attract new business and build trust. But it will also have a direct impact on your cash flow. Offering payment terms of 60 days might be attractive to a customer who will be able to buy now and pay later. The question is, how will you operate while you wait for the payment to be made? There's also the perpetual problem of late payments. Late payments are a leading cause of cash flow problems. So, it's worth thinking about how you'll encourage your customers to pay on time. There are several strategies you could consider, such as charging interest on late payments, offering early payment discounts to incentivize customers to make quick payments, or imposing due-upon-receipt payment terms. And number three, choose who you do business with very carefully. As a small business, you must be selective about who you do business with. Do a credit check on new prospects before you agree to work with them. Turning down potential new contracts based on a credit check is certainly not easy. It takes a steely resolve, but it could be the best thing you do for your business. Just imagine what would happen to your cash flow situation if you spent a month fulfilling an order for a single customer only for them to accept the goods and refuse to pay. You could take legal action to recover the money you're owed, but that will be expensive and take time. During that time, how will you function without being able to buy new stock, pay your bills, or pay employees' wages? The major credit agencies allow you to instantly do a credit check on a company online. Seeing that the business has a less than perfect credit history, you might decide not to grant them credit or even choose not to work with them at all. Monitoring the credit activity of key individuals who are involved in the company could also be beneficial. If they've been associated with other companies that have failed, or are the directors of multiple companies at the same time, it might be a flag that it would be better to stay away. Number four, set up expectations and make them airtight. Don't assume a customer has an excellent credit record. Of course, you're happy to supply their goods and services, but make sure they understand the terms under which you agree to do business. Many times, a verbal exchange is used to initially agree on payment terms. You should then follow up with payment terms and conditions in writing. They should cover everything from delivery terms to what will happen if you're not paid. You are probably saying to yourself right now that writing up your payment terms sounds time-consuming, and it can be. But depending on the nature of your business, you may find a standard set of terms and conditions available online that covers all the necessary details. And number five, get to know the people behind the payments. To reduce the possibility of payment delays, it's always beneficial to build relationships with the individuals who will be making the payment. Checking that the invoice has been sent to the right place and all the necessary details are correct will help reduce delays. When submitting the invoice, it's also worth asking if there's any reason why the payment won't be made on time. Most people will do everything they can not to go back on their word. Now, part two, small business accounting basics. Unfortunately, running your business comes with a number of time-consuming but unavoidable administrative tasks. They are bookkeeping, tax, and accounting tasks. Although they might be frustrating, These tasks are crucial for two reasons. They keep your business in compliance with taxing authorities, and they generate valuable information you can use to manage your business effectively. In the business world of today, a great many small businesses use cloud accounting software to record their business transactions. This makes their day-to-day accounting tasks easier. Many also work with an accountant. It is usually the accountant who takes care of all the business's government filing obligations. However, to run the finances of a small business effectively, there are several important steps you must take yourself. So what are the small business accounting basics you need to take care of? First, you need to open a separate business checking account. All companies should have a separate business checking account. Although sole proprietors are not required to open a separate account, it's prudent to do so. It will save you some serious headaches in the long run and make it easier to keep your finances in order. When choosing a financial institution to handle your banking needs, consider such things as fees, introductory offers, administrative features, and the level of customer support available. Secondly, choose cloud accounting software. Only the smallest businesses do not invest in some form of cloud accounting software. It can be a perfect solution for business owners who would prefer not to hire an accountant due to the costs involved. If your company is growing, cloud accounting software is often used in conjunction with a small business accountant to make sure all your accounting and tax obligations are met. Choosing the right cloud software for your business can be time-consuming, but will make your business life easier in the long run. Number three, consider hiring an accountant. Keeping on top of your accounting obligations is a time-consuming and frustrating ongoing job. In the beginning, you might be able to submit all your accounting reports and file tax returns on time yourself. However, as your business grows, you'll find you have less time for this administrative work, and it is becoming increasingly difficult and time-consuming to produce. From cash flow statements, help with tax audits and loan applications, and business tax payments, small business accountants will help to keep the financial side of your business in check. And then there are the obvious benefits, such as eliminating accounting mistakes, avoiding late filing penalties, and freeing up your time. Work with an accountant will also make it easier to obtain a loan. Lenders will often have more confidence in the accuracy of your financial documents. It will also give you greater insight into the financial performance of your business and where improvements can be made. It will help you grow and develop your business. It will reduce your tax liability and help you take money out of your business in the most efficient ways. Part 3. Financial planning and forecasting for small businesses. Financial documents play a crucial part in any small business. They have a wide range of uses, from the internal tracking of revenue and expenses to proving the viability of your business to investors and finance providers. Keeping on top of your financial planning and forecasting will also help you identify potential issues before they arise, and they allow you to make more informed decisions about the direction the business will take. There are four main financial planning and forecasting documents every small business owner should create and review on a regular basis. They are the balance sheet. A balance sheet is a snapshot of your business's financial standing at any point in time. It is made up of three parts: assets, the things the business owns, machinery, vehicles, buildings, etc. Liabilities, the money the business owes, the bank loans, the debts to suppliers, and the like. And the equity, the amount the owner or owners have invested in the business. These three pieces of financial information can be used to calculate the net worth of your business at any time. The balance sheet also gives third parties, such as the banks and prospective investors, a clear picture of how the business is being financed. The balance sheet that shows a positive balance, that is, the total assets of the business are worth more than the liabilities, show that your business is built on a solid financial foundation. The profit and loss statement. A profit and loss statement summarizes the business's revenues and expenses over a period of time, usually a year. Many businesses, large and small, produce this statement on a monthly basis. Using these figures, they calculate their net profit or loss for the period. An accurate profit and loss statement will allow you to measure your profitability over time and will determine your break-even point. In other words, the revenue you must earn to cover the company's total expenses. Creating profit and loss projections for future years can also be invaluable for your business. Usually, these projections are created using three different scenarios: best case, worst case, and most likely. These projections will give you an idea of how your business is likely to perform in the coming months and years. Forecasting the business will make a healthy profit may help you decide to invest in new plant, staff, or R&D projects. Forecasting low profit levels might make you think it is time to consider some cost-cutting measures. The cash flow statement. I've already discussed the level of cash in your business can make or break its financial health. For that reason, a cash flow statement is a document you'd be wise to create and maintain. If you remember, a cash flow statement reflects the inflow of revenues and the outflow of expenses from your business activities over a specific period, typically a month or a quarter. It allows you to make sure there's enough cash in the business to operate effectively on a day-to-day basis and take actions before problems occur. The break-even analysis. A break-even analysis is used to determine the number of units you must sell or dollars of revenue you must receive to cover your total costs. In the early days of a new business, it's not unusual for a small business to have a loss. If the business struggles to break even over the longer period, it's a sign that it may not be financially viable. Calculating the break-even point can help you determine if your prices are too low or your costs are too high. It can also help evaluate a potential business expansion or new project. Part 4, Managing Small Business Debt. Debt is undoubtedly a useful tool when starting and growing your small business. In reality, the vast majority of small businesses will rely on debt financing of some type. There is, however, a fine line between having debt that you can manage and debt that is spiraling out of control. Sometimes all it takes is a single event, such as a market downturn, a late payment from a customer, or a drop in sales to tip the balance. Good financial management is about the little things. It's about reducing costs where you can, such as taking public transportation to meetings rather than a taxi. The same can be said of managing small business debt. You need to keep a constant eye on the situation and take steps to prevent debt from snowballing out of control. What steps can you take to manage small business debt more effectively? Well, first, you can create a rainy day fund. It's impossible to plan for every eventuality in business. So, just as in your personal life, it pays to have some savings you can dip into when you're faced with unforeseen costs. If you have some money left at the end of the month, create a savings fund and make sure there's always a minimum amount in the account. Doing so will reduce your reliance on a business line of credit or credit cards to cover those unforeseen costs. It will also allow you to take advantage of unexpected growth opportunities. 2, you can cut out unnecessary spending. If debt is becoming a problem for your business, there should be cost-cutting measures you can take that will not impact your ability to run the business effectively. That could include reducing the amount you spend on office supplies and reducing non-essential help. You should be able to go back to your regular spending habits once your debt is under control, or you may find that your company is doing just as well without those costs. 3, try increasing revenue. There may be a number of relatively simple ways to increase your revenue that you've overlooked. Something as simple as offering an early payment discount to your customers could lead to a short-term cash flow injection. Alternatively, if you're not using all of the available space on your business premises, you could consider subleasing the unused square footage or downsizing to lower your rent. On the other hand, if there is a marketing plan for your business that's proven to generate results, increasing your marketing budget temporarily may lead to an upturn in sales. And 4, consider refinancing. If you have a business loan with a higher interest rate than the current market rate, consider refinancing to create more manageable monthly repayment. If business loans aren't available at lower interest rates, make paying off loans with the highest interest rates a priority. You should pay off any debt that you have provided a personal guarantee first. That will ensure your personal assets are not at risk if the business defaults. 5. Renegotiate with your suppliers. Do not hesitate to renegotiate with suppliers and ask for discounts when you place bulk orders. You could use lower quotes from other suppliers as leverage. Draw on your history of making prompt payments to negotiate more flexible or extended payment terms. You could also consider teaming up with another small business to make bulk purchases at lower prices. And 6, manage and boost your credit score. The better your credit history is, the easier it will be to secure financing and the lower interest rates you will have to pay. Taking steps to increase your credit score may not reduce your debt repayments now, but will help you access more affordable credit in the future. Here are some tips to increase your credit rating. Check your credit report. Obtain your business's credit report from major credit reporting agencies such as Dun & Bradstreet, Equifax, and Experian. That will provide information to help you raise your score and show you which accounts are negatively impacting your report. Reduce your credit utilization rate. Keep your credit utilization rate, that is, the amount of credit you use in relation to the amount of credit available, at less than 15%. Create more positive credit events. Establish credit accounts with suppliers to increase the number of positive payments on your file. Add successful payment experiences manually if necessary. Not all vendors and suppliers share payment data with business credit reporting agencies. However, you can add positive payment experiences to your credit file manually by contacting the agency. Make sure your details are accurate and up to date. It's important to make sure the details on your credit files are accurate and up to date. If you see something that's on your report and shouldn't be there, give the credit agency a call to dispute it. And 7, raise funds to repay your debts. It's not always easy for a business with debt to raise funds. Investors will typically view a business that's free from debt as a better investment proposition. However, there are still several options open to you. Borrow from family and friends. Borrowing money from family and friends can give you access to funds at favorable rates that you would not receive from a bank. However, it can also put a strain on your personal relationship, so it's something you should think very carefully about. Sell non-essential company assets. Selling non-essential company assets could be an effective way to raise funds to repay your creditors. Seek investors. Opening up the business to new investors could be an option. However, the presence of debt means investors are likely to want more of your business for their money. Part 5. Understanding your small business finance options. At some point in the life of your small business, you'll probably need to seek business financing in some form. Whether it's to deal with short-term cash flow issues or to fund the growth of your business over the longer term. There are a number of business funding options available to you. They depend on the nature of your business and the particular challenge you face or the opportunities you want to capitalize on. Although there are plenty of different ways to raise money for your business, the reality of securing financing you need can be tricky. How do you go about securing the financing can make a big difference to the success or failure of your business. So you must consider all your options very carefully. There are two main types of business financing, equity financing and debt financing. Equity financing is the most common method of financing a small business. It involves an investor making money available in exchange for a share in the ownership of the business. This could be as a silent partner, or as a shareholder who will have a say in how the business is run. In return for their investment, the investor will receive dividends and will eventually hope to sell their share in the business for a profit. Debt financing is more familiar to most people because it is the basis for many personal credit products. In a debt financing agreement, the lender charges interest on money that is borrowed by the business. The lender does not receive a share in the business. Instead, the borrower agrees to repay the loan along with interest at the end of the agreed period. Payments are typically made monthly. So what are the pros and cons of equity financing? Well, on the pro side, it's reduced risk. There's less risk with equity financing as there aren't any fixed monthly repayments to make. It's improved cash flow. Equity financing does not take cash out of the business, boosting cash flow and reducing the money needed to finance growth. Long-term planning. Equity investors don't expect to receive an immediate return on their investment, which allows the business to take a long-term view, and bypassing credit problems. Businesses with credit problems that secure investment can access funds without having to pay inflated interest rates. Now the cons. Its cost. Equity investment involves a high level of risk, so investors will expect a sizable share of the business. The proportion of the company profits they receive could be higher than the cost of debt financing. A loss of control. The business owner will lose some control of the company and will have to consider the views of equity partners when making business decisions. Potential for conflict. The investor may not always agree on the best way forward for the business, potentially leading to conflict. But what are the pros and cons of debt financing? Well, the pros, there's no dilution of control. Taking out a loan is temporary. The lender has no say in how the business is run, and the relationship ends once the debt is repaid. It's tax deductible. Interest paid on a business loan is a deductible expense when your tax return is calculated. It's predictable. You know exactly how much you'll have to pay to service the debt every month, so it can be planned for in advance. The cons? Payments are fixed. While the predictability of debt repayments can be an advantage, there's very little flexibility if you experience a temporary cash flow shortfall. Security. Lenders will typically demand that business assets are provided as security on the loan. Those assets could be at risk if debt repayments are not made. The owner may even be required to guarantee the loan personally. Qualifications. Not every business will be accepted for a debt financing deal. And cash flow. Debt repayments will eat into the available cash flow every month, potentially hindering the business's growth. So you're asking yourself, what types of small business financing are available? Well, there are bank loans. Traditional bank loans are still one of the most popular sources of debt financing for small businesses and startups. This option is suitable for a business that has a good relationship with its bank, a sound credit history, and a compelling business case. You should research loan types, terms, and interest rates thoroughly to find the most appropriate deal for your business. There's crowdfunding. With this funding method, you raise money from the general public via crowdfunding platforms such as Kickstarter, GoFundMe, and Indiegogo. Investors can either lend you the money via a peer-to-peer lending agreement or receive shares or equity in your business. This is suitable for businesses with an attractive proposition that can attract plenty of investors. However, it can take a long time to reach your funding goal. There's invoice financing. Invoice financing is the process of eventually selling your unpaid invoices at a discount rate in return for receiving cash up front. That means rather than having to wait 30, 60, or even 90 days for a customer to make a payment, you release the cash tied up in the invoice almost as soon as it has been issued. This can be an effective way to raise financing for your business with a poor credit history that needs a quick injection of cash. There's business credit cards. Using a business credit card to fund your small business can be risky. If you fall behind on your repayments, your credit score will take a serious hit. Equally, if you just make the minimum payments every month, you can create a debt that's difficult to clear. However, use it sparingly and responsibly, and a credit card can be a useful tool to boost your cash flow and make occasional business payments. There are small business grants. The wonderful thing about small business grants is that you don't have to pay the money back. Small business grants are designed to reward innovative companies and businesses that operate in an area of need. These grants offer direct cash or discounts on important resources. The grant will usually have to be used in a specific way, and the criteria businesses must meet can be tough. You can start a search for grants using the internet. There's venture capital. Venture capitalists are professional investors who invest a significant amount of money into a business in return for an equity stake. They typically invest in startup businesses with high growth potential to help the business grow quickly. They do this so they can realize a good return on their investment in a relatively short time frame. Venture capitalists typically offer expertise as well as money, but you will have to be prepared to give up a significant chunk of your business. Then there's small business administration loans. Many viable small businesses don't qualify for bank loans simply because they cannot provide sufficient security to meet the lender's requirements. The SBA has various loan programs, such as microloans to 7A loans. Microloans are available up to $50,000. The 7A loans are their most popular. In that instance, if the business qualifies, the Small Business Administration can provide a guarantee of up to 85% of the value of a loan based on the amount of the loan. That can give you access to finance streams that might not otherwise be available as long as your business meets the qualifying conditions. Managing the finances of your small business shouldn't be an afterthought. If your business is to survive past the 5-year mark, it must become a fundamental part of your strategy. Understanding the numbers that drive your business will improve your business decision-making, help you identify when it's the right time to invest in growth, and when cost-cutting measures must be put in place. As a busy entrepreneur, you will have to put in a little more work towards getting a handle on business finances as well as your personal finances. But being smart with your money from the moment you start your business will pay off in the long run. If you'd like more information about this show or any past Score Business Point show, you may email me at sbp@wbnj.org. That's sbp@wbnj.org. If you have a comment about this show or past shows or would like to hear a topic discussed on Score Business Points, you may email me at the same address, sbp@wbnj.org. That's all the time I have for today. Tune in next week at the same time for more Score Business Points. This is your host, Michael Pappas, saying so long until then.
For those who may not be familiar with Score, Score is a nonprofit association dedicated to helping small businesses get off the ground, grow, and achieve their goals through education and mentorship. They have been doing this for over 50 years because their work is supported by the U.S. Small Business Administration, the SBA, and thanks to a network of 11,000-plus volunteers, they are able to deliver their services at no charge or very low cost. For more information about how you and your business can benefit from a mentorship from Score, you can visit OceanCounty.score.org. OceanCounty.score.org. And if you missed any part of today's broadcast, you can catch an instant replay at WBNJ.org. Score Business Points is a production of the Ocean County Chapter of Score at 91.9 WBNJ.